Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Philip H. Anselmo, a guest on the show once again. How are you?
Doing good there, Jackie. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Pleasure to have you on the show once again. And obviously so much to talk about as usual. Down recently announced a few headline dates this May. There's obviously the EP out there. You've got so much going on. And you know, over the years, you've been a member of numerous bands, giving you outlets for a wide range of music. So what's left on the table for you to want to do a solo album?
Man, if you're going to put it like that, it's... it's really just, I can't stop. I can't stop working. And there's a big world of music out there that, I enjoy and I support. And you have certain expressions, when you write music, a lot of different emotions, a lot of different feelings. So, if I brought some of the ideas that I had for the solo stuff on over to Down, it really wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't sound right. It wouldn't be correct. So really, it's just an outlet, man. Just an outlet for me to keep on trudging on.
Full Metal Jackie with Philip Anselmo on the show with us right now from the latest Down EP, Down 4. This is Witch Tripper. Metal Jackie and new music from Within the Ruins. That was Feeding Frenzy off their latest album, Elite, which is out now. Phil Anselmo is our guest on the show, and the name Philip Anselmo is synonymous with some of the most heavy, powerful metal ever. Philip, off the clock, what non-metal music do you like to listen to, and how has it inspired you creatively?
Well, you gotta understand, I grew up first of all, as a young boy in the 70s and then all throughout the 80s and to the present, so there's a lot of music that I've heard over the years. And, I guess really it all starts with the Beatles. I love the Beatles. And when I was very, very young, I had young parents, so Led Zeppelin and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and, of course, once again, the Beatles, constantly big, big influence on my life. And then, as I grew up, there are certain bands that caught my ear. Bands like this. Well, and really when I say this, there's certain albums by bands that have caught my ear, like The Cure, 17 Seconds record, the Faith album. Those two records, very, very special to me. The Smiths. I love the Smiths, man. I think Morrissey at that time with Johnny Marr playing guitar and whatnot is very, very alone in what they were doing. Very, very, very unique. You kind of put me on the spot here.
Sorry.
I like a lot of stuff, man. Anything from the Old Church to Susie and the Banshees to... I can keep on guessing and keep on thinking. If you got the time, you better buy the beer.
Full Metal Jackie with Philip Anselmo with us. Quick break. Coming up, though, going to play the winner of the latest Metal Thunderdome, which was voted on at FullMetalJackieRadio.com. A Mad Minute with Odorous of Guar coming up, and more with Philip, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie with In Flames and Only for the Week. New Clutch was in there. Philip Anselmo is our guest on the show. And Philip, how long has the idea for the Housecore Horror Film Festival been in your mind, and how much work has it taken to make it a reality?
Well, honestly, I got to give full credit. The idea was Corey Mitchell's, and Corey is a true crime writer that I'm also working with on the book I'm going to write, but... eventually, we will get it all together. It was really Corey's idea, and I guess if I was going to backtrack at all, my film collection is ridiculous. I'm sitting here staring at it right now. Just this gigantic wall of VHS tapes, and I guess secretly in the past, I've always kind of wanted a tiny little theater to show my films off, something like that. But say, you know, when he brought up this idea, well, you know, I didn't realize how A, big it was going to kind of become, and then B, it does take a lot of work. It does take a lot of decision making and crossing your fingers and hopefuls and all kinds of stuff. But, you know, of course, we're going to be showing some hand-picked horror films. And then we're also taking submissions. So I've been watching a ton of submissions. And, of course, there's music. And with that comes music documentaries and obviously bands. And I wish I could tell you precisely which bands are playing, but that's kind of the fingers crossed rule right now. So, but it looks like everything's coming together.
Awesome. You can go to housecorehorrorfilmfestival.com for all the info on that. Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. Music from At the Gates. Another Mad Minute with Odorous Urungus of Guar. And we'll have more with Philip H. Anselmo. Sacred Reich, Ignorance. New Meshuggah before that, also Slayer.
Full Metal Jackie, Philip Anselmo is with us on the show. And Down, like I mentioned earlier, Down announced a few headline dates this May. We'll be out there supporting Down 4 Part 1, the 6-song EP, which will be released on vinyl pretty soon. And Philip, so much negativity and sadness seemed to cloud the last years of Pantera, especially the death of Dimebag. Now playing some of those old songs during the Metal Masters Clinic, does that bring you back to a better, more positive place?
Well, I think there's a whole lot that goes into getting back to a better and positive place way before the songs come. And maybe that's for a different conversation, but or maybe we've had that conversation before. But to answer your question, you know, first and foremost, I'm up there with guys that I've known since the 80s who really had a good 5-6 years on me of playing music and being successful that I look up to and still look up to. That part of it blows me away. And of course, obviously, I'm talking about everybody from the Anthrax guys, the Slayer guys. We've had some Megadeth guys involved in the past. And that damn drummer from, what was the name of the band? Dream Theater or whatever. I'm messing with him. I'm giving him a hard time. I hope he hears this interview. Portnoy, I love you. No, but the thing is, just being up there with those guys is overwhelming enough. But then, you know, playing the Pantera songs, don't get me wrong, it feels great. It feels fantastic. And it does bring me back to a very powerful place, a very unique place in history, in my, I guess, growing up and really cutting my chops and growing up with the guys in Pantera, and we always played with a chip on our shoulder, and you get that rush of memory, you know, when you're up there doing it. So it's a lot of emotions balled up into one, but they're all pretty damn good. Very, very good.
Full Metal Jackie with Philip Anselmo. Quick break, but we've got the Mad Minute with Odorous of Guar coming up right after this. Full Metal Jackie with new music off Bring Me the Horizon's new album, Sempiternal, which comes out April 30th. That was Sleepwalking. Philip Anselmo is with us on the show, and we were just talking about the Metal Masters Clinics. What was the most fun thing about being part of that?
I just, you know, for me, I guess the most fun thing about it of all is just seeing the fan reaction, you know. I've always said that Pantera fans were the best in the world, and I truly meant that, and I still mean it. And you know, that's why I guess the Metal Masters, you know, really keeps, you know, it keeps the pulse of of the whole thing going. And, you know, I can't leave out one of the guys that I grew up, and I guess any real musician who knew of Billy Sheehan growing up and what an amazing talent he is, you know, to have a guy like that standing next to you when you're playing hostile, that's a surreal moment, you know? That's like, wait a minute, man, this is a time warp. Like, this is like three different time machines, button heads here, colliding. This is unbelievable. So, you know, it's a blast, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Full Metal Jackie, Philip Anselmo on the show. Look out for Down 4 Part 1 on vinyl. Look out for the Down headline dates. And, of course, this amazing Housecore Horror Film Festival that's being planned. So you're keeping busy, as always. And, again, really appreciate you being on the show. So thank you so much.
Anytime, anywhere, lady.